broadcast studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Here we go. Welcome into ABQ Connect. We are presented by Bosky Home Services. Carlos and his team provide heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. Call 444-7200. Bosky Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. I'm joined in studio today by Gail Rubin. She calls herself the Death Educator. Hi, Gail.
Hi, Jim.
I've never introduced anybody that way.
I am, yes, a pioneering death educator. My official title is the doyen of death.
Yeah, and it is an amazing service that you provide. You're the author of three books on planning end-of-life issues.
Yes.
First book, or I don't know which order, so I'm going to ask you that a little bit later.
Yes, but they're in order.
They are in order. Yep. Okay, so A Good Goodbye is funeral planning for those who don't plan to die. That's an interesting title. I think we pretty much all better plan it because it's all happening. None of us are immune.
100% mortality rate.
So that's tongue-in-cheek right there.
Yes.
Hail and farewell, cremation ceremonies, templates, and tips kicking the bucket list.
That's actually the start of the third title.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. Kicking the bucket list, 100 downsizing and organizing things to do before you die.
Yes.
So today's going to be really informative, but the topic is death. And it's uncomfortable for so many of us. Why are we afraid to talk about death?
There's this idea that if you talk about it, it's going to happen sooner rather than later. Mm. And none of us know when our demise will occur. Mm. I've been talking about these issues for 12 years now, and so far, so good.
So, you haven't been taken home to paradise. Good for you. As people are listening and are probably in some ways not in shock, but like I know they're scratching their head going, this is kind of an unusual topic, but it's so needed.
Well, especially during this coronavirus pandemic, because death and mortality is being reported daily in the news. So it's in the back of your mind if it's not actually in the front of your mind. And we do need to plan ahead for these issues. It's a huge consumer issue with serious emotional overtones.
If you're listening and you're interested in talking with Gail anytime during this broadcast, give us a call at 338-5790, or you can email me at jim@abqconnect.online. The first time I've met Gail, we've talked a little bit, email back and forth, and I'm hoping that we can have her back on the show. But we got a lot to talk about. I want to ask you, who doesn't want to talk about end-of-life issues? Is that the people facing end-of-life, or is it their loved ones that don't want to talk about it?
It's actually a combination of both, because sometimes the person who is older or toward the end of their life doesn't want to talk about it. Or maybe they do want to talk about it, but their kids or the other younger folks don't want to talk about it. You're going to live forever. Don't worry about it. Well, it's actually about a 30-70% split. I did a TEDx talk here in Albuquerque, and what you'll find is that there are about 30% of the population are on top of this. They want to plan ahead. They want to talk about it. But 70% of the population, no matter what their age, doesn't want to talk about it. They haven't planned ahead. They don't have insurance. They haven't done a will. They haven't made funeral plans. And when, not if, but when somebody dies, if you haven't planned, your loved ones are going to be left with a huge mess to deal with, and it doesn't have to be that way.
And I don't have anything in my show notes about this, but I know there's kind of a bad word called probate.
No.
That probably has a lot to do with this, too, and I forgot to even put that in here, but I do want to ask that, so don't let me forget about that maybe in the second half hour when we're together. Again, if you want to speak with Gail Rubin, you can reach her today on the show at 338-5790. But Gail, before we get really started into some of the meat of our discussion today, tell people about the resources and how they can reach out to you.
You can contact me by email, Gail, G-A-I-L, at agoodgoodbye.com. You can give me a call. I'm here in Albuquerque, 505-265-7215. And I've got lots of resources available at my websites. I have many websites, but agoodgoodbye.com. And you can contact me to get an executor's checklist and a 10-page planning form to help pull your information together. That'll be very helpful for your loved ones. And then also, I'm also the coordinator of the Before I Die New Mexico Festival, which will be coming up in the fall. And that's beforeidienm.com. And you can get some, see some great videos with some great information there.
One of the things I liked about your promotional materials, when we talk about your three books, you kind of tag everything with a statement that says, all bring a light touch to what many consider to be a dark topic. So you're really just trying to say, look, this is just practical planning, talking, probably will bring people closer together. And hopefully today you're going to help us overcome some of the phobias, if that's a correct term,
yes,
we all feel about talking, yes, about this.
And humor helps break down resistance. If we laugh, we learn, actually. And I'm also a public speaker, and I use film clips in my talks to help illustrate some points. In fact, I just put together a talk about hidden grief in the workplace. Now that we have vaccines and people are going back to work, we've had a year of losses, loss of lifestyle. You know, God forbid anybody actually in your family died of COVID or any other cause. I mean, a death is a death. And we are walking around with grief in our hearts, and it gets expressed in many different ways. So I just prepared a video talk that helps illuminate some of the ways that we grieve and the ways that we express it.
I think a lot of people have experienced isolation, obviously,
yes,
from our children all the way up to the parents and grandparents. My parents are elderly, and they've been kind of isolated. They're normally going out to lunch every day. And so this is, if anything, exacerbated the problem, where there are people that we know. I know two or three people that went to the hospital in June, you know, early in COVID, or maybe a third of the way through, if I could label it that way, and they passed away by themselves. Mm. Couldn't have any family around or anything else. I have no idea whether or not their loved ones had any planning, if there were funerals. But these are all reasons that the services you provide are really helpful to people.
Mm-hmm. And COVID impacted funerals and how you can hold a funeral. So much has gone over to Zoom, and including funerals.
Yeah. Let me give people a little bit more background on you so they know who you are and what you're doing. Again, you're the author of three books. You call yourself a death educator. And really what you're trying to do is help us all plan for end-of-life issues. And you're trying to help us from the perspective of a person who is facing those end-of-life issues, personally, and then the families and the loved ones that are caring for them and going to be around after they're gone. So there's many different perspectives here. Gail is also the president of the historic Fairview Cemetery nonprofit organization. The cemetery, established in 1881, is the final resting place of many notable people who influenced the development of Albuquerque. Yeah, rich in history.
Oh, absolutely.
You have a couple of awards. You were awarded the Woman of Influence Award in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. Gail is Jewish, and she serves on the Cemetery Committee for Congregation Albert and the Chevra Kadisha.
Hevra Kadisha.
Oh, see, Hevra Kadisha. Okay, now Skip's going to be mad at me, our pastor. You know, he knows all this Hebrew stuff, so he's going to say, Jim, you're pathetic. So, Hevra Kadisha?
Hevra Kadisha.
Yeah, I got to get that thing in the throat that you guys do. And the Jewish Burial Society, you wash and dress bodies of Jews for burial in the ritual manner, even as the body of Christ, which I thought that was an interesting thing that you added here, was washed and dressed. Of course, during the pandemic, COVID has kind of changed all of that and not made some of that ritual available to even do that. But tell us a little bit more about how you got into this. You mentioned you've been doing it for 12 years.
Yes, I was not always the doyen of death. I'm actually from a background as an event planner, and I've done public relations. And I got married for the second time in 2000. We had a very creative Jewish Western wedding, and everybody had such a great time. I wanted to write a book about creative life cycle events and call it matchings, hatchings, and dispatchings about weddings and births and deaths. And I did get to write a monthly feature in the Albuquerque Tribune by that name. So that's going back a ways. And it was the stories about death and funerals that got the most reader response. And it occurred to me, well, you know, there's already plenty of creative wedding planning books. We don't need another one of those. But there wasn't much about creative funeral planning. So I focused on funerals, and a good goodbye was the result. And it changed the course of my career. I also, I'm certified in thanatology, which is the study of death, dying, and bereavement. I became a certified funeral celebrant. I got into life insurance and a whole host of related other activities. I've also hosted TV and radio podcasts and a television show based on the information in A Good Goodbye.
Tell me how an adult child can initiate a conversation with a parent or a loved one that is facing end-of-life issues.
Well, they might start out by saying, if I got hit by a bus, if I got hit by a bus, not you, what should I, should our loved ones know about what you want for your final arrangements? Or have you made some final arrangements? Or even make it more about a party. If we were going to have your next birthday party, how would you want it celebrated? Because really, it is about the celebration of life. I've just been through downsizing my parents' house here in Albuquerque. They used to come here in the summer and winter in Florida, and of course, COVID kept them in Florida, and they're not coming back. So we had an estate sale. That in itself is a huge story and a huge amount of stuff to cover. And when you're going through your parents' stuff, you're going to realize the span of their lifetime and the span of your lifetime. It can be very emotionally overwhelming. So if your parents can deal with downsizing their stuff themselves, that's great. I mean, basically, my parents had left their house expecting to return the next year, and that didn't happen. And that can happen to anybody at any time. So downsizing, you can do yourself a favor and your loved ones a favor.
This is something you don't know about me since we just met. I'm a retired banker. And nothing related to banking, but just because I was in the industry, I had two friends, elderly, that have both passed away, the most recent one about 8 years ago. And I was the trustee for both of these individuals. The first time was an absolute nightmare. Over $2,000. I had siblings, children talking and hating on each other and fighting and threatening to sue me and all of these different things. So the second time I thought, well, I've got a little wisdom. I've learned a little bit about this. So the very first thing I asked my friend to do was to put aside about $50,000 of his estate into a fund that was going to handle all legal issues that came up. And as soon as somebody gave me a hard time, I would say, look, this is what they wanted. This is how it was allocated. And if you'd like to litigate, I think I'll just take $20,000 out of this account and I'll put it over with this attorney and you can address all your questions with them. And you would have been amazed at how little fighting I got when they were figuring out, gee, he's spending money that we should have in our pockets to, you know, basically execute the will and to make sure that it was handled appropriately. And, but yet there still was a little bit of fighting. It's something that I would never do again because it was just an awful experience because people fight over the littlest amounts of money you can possibly imagine.
That's incredible. Yeah. And just this whole transition with my parents, they did get COVID back in January and they were briefly hospitalized and now they're in assisted living. But it took, I have three brothers and it took my brother and I here taking care of the affairs here and my other two brothers there taking care of my parents in Florida. And we are working together as a team, and my fingers crossed that that cooperation continues.
Yeah, and I think we would all expect that of our siblings. But I've personally experienced something different, and it all revolves around coveting money. And that was a bad experience. And so we're going to spend the rest of our hour together with Gail Rubin. She is the author of 3 books about planning end-of-life issues. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. And don't forget you can call Gail at 338-5790 and talk to her live on the program if you would like to. Any questions? And if she doesn't know the answer, she'll find it out and we'll get you the answer as soon as we can. So thanks for staying with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back with Gail Redd after these messages.
Serving you and your family day and night. Call Bosky when you want it done right. For heating and cooling, plumbing and more. 24/7 we'll be at your door.
Locally grown, locally owned. Bosky Heating and Cooling. A portion goes back into the community. 444-7200.
For quality service like a breath of fresh air. Call Bosky and we'll be.
Whether dining inside or eating on the patio of our favorite local restaurants, let's get out and support them, including Casa Taco, uniquely prepared craft tacos made fresh to order, Nacho Mama's Tacos, Grassburger, using 100% grass-fed beef, darn healthy, eatgrassburger.com, Village Pizza, 2 locations, great homemade pizza, the best ingredients. Ordering, delivery, takeout, or pickup are still available. They need us, and truth be told, we need them. Bon Appetit. Easter Sunrise Service is back at Calvary. Join us Sunday, April 4th at 7 a.m. in the Greenbelt on our Osuna campus to celebrate the moment that changed everything, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Hang on to your lawn chairs as Skip Isaac takes you on a journey from the Garden of Eden to the Garden Tomb.
See, the question is not, am I going to die? If you're wondering with this coronavirus, am I going to die? Yes, you are. You have a death sentence, so do I. We all do. It's appointed unto every man once to die. The question is not if you'll die, but when you'll die. And more than that, where are you going to go when you die?
Plus, battle drums and guest artist Mac Brock. Into the garden. That is the message. Outside in the Greenbelt at Calvary is the location. The perfect place this year for sunrise service. Bring a blanket or folding chairs and sit with your household. 9 and 11 a.m. services will also be held at our Osuna, Westside, and Santa Fe campuses on Easter morning. Online TV and radio options at calvarynm.church/Easter. See you at Calvary's Easter Sunrise Service at 7 a.m. Come into the garden.
No matter who you are, what you've done, where you've came from, what your background is, what your addiction might be, God loves you.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Be sure and call Indigo Mortgage for a quote when you are shopping for your next mortgage loan. The team at Indigo Mortgage will explain how you can reduce your fees while getting the best interest rate possible. Call 836-5700 or reach Ben Lucero and his team on the web at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. I'm in studio this afternoon with Gail Rubin, and I introduced her this way, and I still almost can't get over it. She calls herself the death educator. She's written 3 books on planning for end-of-life issues, and she truly does try to bring a light touch to what most of us consider a really dark topic, which is dying. Hey, you've got some news for us. I guess this is kind of good news in the sense that if you know someone who's passed away from COVID, there's some benefits that you might take advantage of.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, is going to be offering to those families who had somebody die from COVID $6,000 if you had a funeral that, up to $6,000, they will reimburse you that money if your loved one died of COVID. And that's a program they're just rolling out. They're just introducing it to the funeral industry. So you get a sneak peek on the news.
And I would imagine that a lot of people were not prepared for a loved one to die from COVID. None of us knew what to expect. So that $6,000 could go a long way to helping a lot of families.
Absolutely. Yeah. So
what should we should we all just say, hey, like, for example, I have five children. So should I just leave all this planning up to them when I get to face end of life issues?
Do you want them to fight about it? It's like I said in my TED talk, would you want your children planning your vacation for you? It's your final journey, your final send off. And you may have ideas about what would be a good way to celebrate your life. And think about it. It is the party of your life. And why not make it celebratory? I think a lot of people want to avoid talking about planning their funerals because they think, oh, it'll be just a drag and, you know, funerals are no fun. And no, of course funerals are no fun because we love people. The people that we love, when they die, we're going to miss them and we're sad that they died. But there is also a Dr. Seuss quote that said, you know, don't be sad that it's over. Be glad that it happened. So we have so much to celebrate about the lives of our loved ones. And that's a good way to start to focus in on that. But this is also a consumer issue. If you've got five kids and somebody's like, well, let's do the full freight with the casket and all these flowers and the burial site and a huge monument marker and $20,000 later or more, versus maybe another child is like, no, direct cremation, just burn them and put them in a box and we'll figure out what to do later. So there are a wide range of choices that need to be made. And by not sharing what you want, what your preferences are, you're leaving your loved ones open to fight over what they think you might want. So it's very important to at least express it if you're not actually going out and making your plans yourself. And by the way, shopping around before anybody's sick or dying is a really good idea, because shop before you drop. It's so emotionally freighted that as a consumer issue, which has thousands of dollars involved, you want to be clear-eyed about it. So before anybody is being mourned, go out and do your shopping and find out what things cost, what kind of people you'd be working with at a particular funeral home, what their facilities look like. Is this a nice place you'd want to have a gathering at? If your ideas are more outside of, you still have to work with a funeral home to get a body cremated. Mm-hmm. And the prices can vary widely. And you may not know that there are off-brand providers in town that are actually subsets of very famous funeral homes in town. Mm-hmm. And you can get like a quarter of the cost of what a direct cremation would be with the off-brand versus the name brand.
And Gail, you consult with people.
Yes.
It sounds like even though they might hire you or consult with you, you might still be able to save them money overall.
Absolutely.
But they need to call you to talk to you. Let's give them your contact information again.
Gail Rubin. My phone number is 505-265-7215. My email, Gail, G-A-I-L, at agoodgoodbye.com.
I'm always fascinated with how fancy the caskets are.
Because
I'm thinking, man, I need something made out of concrete or old wood that's going to disintegrate as quickly as possible. I wouldn't want to go spend. I mean, caskets are $30,000 in some cases.
Can be, yeah. There's some very fancy caskets out there. But if you want just an old pine box, a plain pine box, there's actually a couple of local providers you may not know about. Father's Building Futures is a nonprofit that gives jobs and skills to ex-convicts. Mm-hmm. And they have a woodworking shop where they make very lovely plain pine boxes. So you can look up Father's Building Futures. And there's another outfit on the East Mountains called the Old Pine Box. And they have some lovely caskets. And those are, I believe they have offerings that are under $2,000 for a casket.
Well, and you mentioned cremation earlier. The mm-hmm. urns are very expensive, too.
Can be, yes. There's a great scene in The Big Lebowski about that. But you can bring a coffee can to a a funeral home to receive the remains. You don't have to buy an expensive urn from the funeral home, but there is that option. I also actually offer a urn online store at agoodgoodbye.com, so you can see what some of the options are there, because they range from, you know, you at the most basic, you're going to get either a cardboard box or a black plastic box that's got a plastic bag with the cremated remains inside of it. But going up from there, you could get metal, wood, marble, all sorts of urns that look like other things.
And you see these structures on some of the funeral or the mortuary properties that are where you put urns, right? Those are kind of above ground, and you get a little shelf. And what do you pay for something like that?
Right.
You have to lease that?
Niche, either a niche or there's an ossuary idea where you can put the cremated remains in with other cremated remains. I like what the Sunset Memorial Park started a couple of years ago, something called Scatter Day, because like 20% of people have cremated remains in their homes. That's a lot, especially if like the person who has those cremated remains dies and nobody knows whose remains these are. It's not finished when you get cremated remains. Giving them a final resting place is a very important part of the process. So they started Scatter Day to encourage people to give a free final resting place to those cremated remains they might still have. And they found that when people brought those remains in to either put in the ossuary or in the rose garden there, that they hadn't finished grieving the loss. And this was triggering and helping them to finalize processing that loss. Although we never really finish a relationship with someone we love, it continues after they die.
Right. And if you're a person of faith, and it doesn't matter, you know, I already mentioned Gail is Jewish, so he has a little different perspective than a lot of our listeners who are going to be evangelical Christians or Catholic Christians. We believe, I think, most of us, that once we die, our spirit goes to be with God, and we're going to be in his presence. And I believe I'm going to be in the presence of my parents and get to see them once again when they pass away. And mm-hmm. I'm going to see my grandmother, who I loved very much, my grandmother Hazel. And so these are just things that we think about, but you really have to go through some planning and start talking about these things before the actual dire emotion and emergency happens if somebody were to be taken by COVID or a car accident or some other thing that just surprises all of us. And again, we approach it like none of us are ever going to die.
Exactly. Well, my younger brother had open heart surgery. He had a quadruple bypass. And then he was in a coma, or, you know, he was not back with us for almost a month. And during that time, I asked my niece, his daughter, do you know what kind of plans he had if he doesn't make it through this? And she knew he wanted to be cremated and have his ashes thrown in the ocean where he liked to go swimming. But beyond that, and she really didn't want to talk about that. But because her aunt is the death educator, I was like, we got to talk about this. And he pulled through just fine. But it's situations like that where you realize, oh, my God, I haven't talked to my loved ones about what I might want done with my lifeless carcass should it come to that.
Well, I'm going to appeal one more time to our listeners. If you'd like to ask Dale any question, Gail, I'm sorry, I don't know why I said Dale, Gail Rubin. She is the author of three books, and we're going to talk about those books when we come back after the break and kind of talk about the order and how you came up with the ideas and all of those different things. But if you'd like to call Gail, call us here at KNKT 338-5790. You can ask her a question, and she'd be happy to give you an answer. Or you can email me at jim@abqconnect.online. We're going to be back more with Gail. Stay with us.
Here's Rob West with a MoneyWise Minute. Annuities win the prize for most confusing investment. Even people who have annuities often don't understand them. They fall into two categories based on when you start receiving payments. An immediate annuity begins paying as soon as you make the investment. A deferred annuity pays you after many years of contributions. Within those categories are three types. A fixed annuity guarantees a certain or fixed yield. An indexed annuity pegs your earnings to a market index. And a variable annuity pays you based on funds you choose. No wonder people get confused. While annuities can provide a safe source of income, they also tie up your money and some have sizable fees. So find a trusted professional who isn't trying to sell you something.
KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are back on ABQ Connect. Holly and Dave Slade and their team at Dave Slade and Associates Realtors are sponsors of the programming here on KNKT and our show, ABQ Connect. Call Holly or Dave at 342-8100 when you first start thinking about selling your home or buying a new one. Holly and Dave Slade at Dave Slade and Associates, doing business by the book. 342-8100 or reach them on the web at abqhomeseeker.com. We're in studio right now with Gail Rubin. She's the author of three books on planning for end-of-life issues. We're going to talk about those in just a second, but we have a caller, Gail. Her name is Caitlin, and she has a question for you. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Very good. Thank you.
So, my dad is my best friend, and he's a quadriplegic, and I know he doesn't have much time with us left, but I don't know how to bring up that topic of asking him what his final wishes are, because it's very scary for me to think about. So how would I do that? How do you suggest that?
You can tell him you heard us on the radio.
Yeah, you could actually say you heard Gail talking about end-of-life issues, and it got you thinking about what would please him.
Yeah, and, you know, try and be lighthearted about it. I mean, what is your dad, what kind of person is he like?
Oh, he's very godly. He is in the Marine Corps. He's an Army Ranger. He just, even though he's in a wheelchair, he just loves life and lives it to the fullest.
Do you know if
because of his because of COVID he hasn't been out for over a year and I haven't seen him in over a year, so it's been difficult.
Oh wow. Yeah. Well, you know, the fact that he's a veteran, he could take advantage of being buried in the National Cemetery in Santa Fe. Maybe you could ask him if that would be something he would like.
Okay. That's a great place to start, actually. Thank you so much.
Yeah, because, you know, and there are actually funeral homes that offer veterans packages that give you a discount if you work with them and they know that your person is a veteran.
Oh, really?
You know, there's also, I've done a number of funerals up in Santa Fe. At the Veterans Memorial, and I don't know exactly how the arrangements are made, but there are people that literally their ministry is to put on a color guard, mm-hmm. and they'll do the 21 gun salute. I don't know if that's what they call it. You know, they just fire off two or three rounds, and it's really a neat ceremony. So we'll have to put you in touch, and I'm sure the funeral homes mm-hmm. know how to do that kind of thing.
And you know, I don't know if you and your dad, are you able to be in person together yet?
Not yet, unfortunately.
Okay. I was going to say I usually recommend movies as a good way to get the conversation started. There is one called Taking Chance, which is about a Marine accompanying the body of a fallen soldier from wherever to his hometown. And it's a very moving film.
It is. I think that's Kevin Bacon.
Yes.
who's escorting.
What did you say the name of the film was?
Taking Chance.
Yeah, I think the officer that passed away's last name is Chance.
Or his first name was Chance, I forget. Yeah.
So yeah, that is a really emotionally powerful movie.
Mm-hmm.
It sure is.
And related to veterans issues. But my favorite is actually Mary Tyler Moore from 1976, the episode called Chuckles Bites the Dust, where the clown at the TV station where Mary Tyler Moore works meets an untimely end, and it's full of laughter and jokes. And at the very end, they each talk about what they might want for their own arrangements. And it won an Emmy, but it was a great way to approach talking about death and still making it funny.
Yeah. Caitlin, I hope some of those ideas are helpful to you.
I love those ideas. Thank you so very much.
I appreciate your calling. And
thank
you,
Caitlin.
If you'd like to speak to Gail and you're listening now, please call us at 338-5790. Gail, I'm going to ask you about your three books now and kind of how those came together in order, if you would.
Okay. Well, A Good Goodbye, Funeral Planning for Those Who Don't Plan to Die. I gave you the overview that I got married. We had a really fun, creative wedding, and I wanted to do a book about life cycle events. And there's plenty of wedding planning books, but there wasn't much about funeral planning. So I focused on funerals, and A Good Goodbye, Funeral Planning for Those Who Don't Plan to Die was the result. So it's an event planner's take on this party that no one wants to plan. And that really changed the course of my career. And that's how I became more of a death educator. Then I was approached by an urn company, actually, to do Hail and Farewell, Cremation Ceremonies, Templates, and Tips. And that's a very handy book. It's very small. But it does, as it says, it's got templates for services. So if you just want a short service, it's in there. You know, if you want something a little more involved, something Christian, something Jewish, I've got stories and examples of different kind of cremation things and things that you can do with cremated remains. And then Kicking the Bucket List, 100 Downsizing and Organizing Things to Do Before You Die. I was actually approached by Rio Grande Books, which is here in Albuquerque, about this whole series that they did called The Bucket List Books. And it's 100 whatevers that you need to do before you die. Well, in my case, this book is two-thirds about downsizing, because addressing our material goods can help us lead into addressing our mortal goods. And so the last third is about what you need to prepare for end-of-life issues.
You know, I mentioned to you that I'm a retired banker, so I used to do a lot of financing for people in residential real estate. And one of the things that the top-notch realtors in town will do is they will help couples downsize. And one of the key things to taking a home that, you know, a lot of people I know have lived in a home for 30 years and they're just immaculate, but they're so full of stuff that the realtors don't want that stuff on every shelf. And that includes pictures and trophies and trinkets and, you know, whatever you might have, cookie jars collection and all these different things. And so it makes it an appropriate time for them to start giving some of those things to their loved ones.
Well, we actually, for my parents here in Albuquerque, we just did an estate sale, and we work with Mary MacGyver, who's a realtor and an estate sale expert, five-star estate sale. Oh my God, she did an incredible job of taking all of the stuff in the house. I mean, I still had a big job to get rid of the papers and the photographs. That just blew my mind about the span of a lifetime and just how devoted my parents are to the family, the kids, to their – it was a big job to just handle the personal items, and then the estate sale folks handled selling what we didn't want, and it was huge. But they coordinated it all and rearranged it and made it like a retail store. You know, all the purses are over here and the sheets and the china and the furniture. And, it was hugely successful. And I was so glad that she said, one of our rules is the family cannot be here while the estate sale is taking place. Mm-hmm. Because we are still emotionally attached to our stuff. And even as we are letting it go, we still want to hold on to it, or else we get offended when, you know, somebody's like, well, I'll give you 50 cents for this.
Yeah, well, I can see that too. I've done a few garage sales, yes, in my day, and I can remember one specific incident, where I had a garage sale, and I'm a tool guy. If I run across a tool, I used to go out to the fairgrounds, to the flea market all the time. That's back when you could buy all kinds of tools. Now people have finally figured out, gee, if you buy a broken Craftsman tool, you can trade that in for a brand new one. So you can't buy those anymore out there, but I bought, some roofing brooms, and they were extremely aggressive, bristled, brooms that were made out of steel. And I thought, well, those might be pretty good for, you know, doing the sidewalks and things at my house. Well, of course, when I got them to my house, I figured out that the broom portion is so coarse that it actually won't move any dirt. It's designed for moving big pieces of roofing materials, tar, you know, that's hard and those kind of things. So I put them up for sale for literally $3. And I'll never forget, somebody came up and said, I'll give you $1.25. And I looked at him like, really? You gotta be kidding me. And I can see how you would be offended in an estate sale with precious items. I'm just talking about roofing brooms and I'm bugged about it. I just thought, come on, you can't afford $3. Give me a break. But yeah, I can see the wisdom in that. So when should we start planning? Is it when we're 50, when we're 60? When should we start that process?
No time like the present, actually. Yeah. I've been actually seeing news stories about women in their 20s or 30s, and it may be the influence of the pandemic and the mortality issues hanging over our heads. But really, if you get married, if you have kids, it's sort of like whenever you're going to update a will with a major life cycle change, it's a good time to revisit what your plans are and actually make something happen. And by the way, if you pre-plan and prepay for those arrangements, many funeral homes will pre-fund by insurance policies and promise to lock in today's prices, which go up every year. So my parents actually pre-purchased their burial plots, and those are tiny pieces of real estate that have really appreciated in value.
Yeah. Gail, what is the most important thing, maybe two things that you can tell our listeners? What are the most important things right now in the scheme of everything that you know that we should know today?
Well, there are five things about anybody you should know if you're going to do a funeral for them. The place of birth, the mother's maiden name, the social security number, the exact date of birth, and if they're a veteran, where their DD-214 form is, so you can access veterans benefits. But also passwords. In this online age that we live in, you die and you take your passwords with you, your family is in a heap of trouble trying to shut down accounts, figure out where money goes. You might have credit cards being charged every month, and if nobody knows about it, it's going to keep getting charged. And if you don't have the passwords, you can't shut down social media and other accounts. So those are two very important bits of advice.
Those are really, really critical things. Where are your books available for people to pick up?
Well, you can get them through my website. They're on Amazon. Here in town, the Blue Eagle bookstore carries my books.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think And if you just ask at a bookstore, they can get it through through the store, too.
And remind us how to get in touch with you by phone and on your web address.
My website, is agoodgoodbye.com. And my email is gail@agoodgoodbye.com. And my phone number, 505-265-7215.
We're going to have one more segment with Gail Ruman. She is the author of three books on planning the end of life issues and really taking control of those things so that people are honored correctly and assets are distributed without our fair state getting involved. So we're going to talk about that when we come
probate.
Back. We'll be back after these messages.
It's pretty obvious that this world is filled with imperfect people, and that's on purpose.
God is into restoring human beings. You know, he could make perfect people and then populate heaven with perfect people, but he doesn't do that. He takes people who are dinged up, who've been beat up, bruised by time, damaged by sin, and he does a full resto job on them. Complete restoration.
Celebrate the joy and beauty of redemption with The Morning That Changed Everything with Skip Heitzig. This DVD collection of six hope-filled Easter weekend messages is our thanks to you when you give $35 or more today to help connect more people to God's Word and the redeeming love of Jesus Christ.
Restoration is based on redemption, and redemption is tied to resurrection.
To give, call 800-922-1888 or give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer.
Listen to this hotspot with Skip Heitzig.
Now, a lot of Christians, I have noticed, make a big deal about the miraculous. And God is a God of miracles. He can do everything he wants. But God most often works through providence rather than the miraculous.
And here's the rundown on providence.
Providence is the idea that God takes natural events and he enacts supernatural results.
Hotspot. Want more from Skip? Visit connectwithskip.com. God can use anything in your life.
It's never an oh no moment for God. God never says, oh no, what am I going to do now? He says, this is perfect. I'm going to weave this for a supernatural outcome, these natural experiences.
Increase your Bible knowledge with Skip's reading plan. Search for Skip Heitzig in the YouVersion Bible app.
God sees your whole life.
Your whole life.
And knew your whole life before you were ever born. You're just discovering what he saw in the beginning.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are back at ABQ Connect with Gail Ruman. She is talking about end-of-life issues, which is a topic that we all kind of seem uncomfortable with. I know that I'm uncomfortable with it. And
you're doing a great job.
Well, I will say this about myself, and maybe I'm not very traditional, but I literally do not want a funeral service. I do not want to be buried anywhere. I wouldn't mind being cremated and then those thrown in the nearest dumpster because it makes no difference to me. No, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want everybody, you mentioned this should be a celebration. I'd love my family and friends to break bread together, and maybe I'll select a great restaurant that I want everybody to go to, or I'll tell everybody I want this steak and lasagna recipe and everybody get together and have a big cookout and, you know, just have fun and maybe some people will say something nice about me, but I don't want all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I will share with you something, and I hope he won't be offended by this, but when I first came on staff at Calvary Church, I told Skip Heitzig, the senior pastor, I said, Skip, I'm kind of uncomfortable with funerals, especially open casket funerals. Those dead bodies kind of creep me out a little bit. So guess who got to do a whole ton of funerals the first year I was on staff at the church? So that was Skip's answer to me. Well, we'll get you used to it. And here's something fun. I thought this was especially nice. It is truly an opportunity, especially if you're a person in the Christian faith, and this may be true with the Jewish faith as well, but we have an opportunity at funerals to tell people what our loved ones believed and how and where they are now. And it did minister to people because people were really anxious to say, yeah, that gives me hope. And of course, we're talking to people about Jesus. And I want to go back to what you mentioned in the notes to me about you kind of being part of an organization that plans Jewish burials and the process and of the ceremony, and how that was actually the process that Jesus went through.
So, yeah, washing and dressing the body is something that not many people get to do anymore. It used to be done primarily by women. But in the Jewish faith, men would do this for men and women for women, where the body is washed with spring water is traditionally used, but basically we just use what comes out of the tap. But with prayers and intention to clean it physically, and then it's a spiritual cleansing as well. We pour pitchers of water over the body and say prayers. And it's a beautiful ceremony, and it's an opportunity for us to, as individuals who are living, tending to the dead, we're doing them the final favor, a favor they cannot return. So it is a mitzvah. It's a great good deed to do this ministering, tending to the dead. And if you think about what happened, well, tomorrow's Good Friday. So when Jesus was taken down off of the cross and put before being put into the cave, he would have been washed. And I believe they also would anoint oil and wrap in the linens. And the idea is... we don't embalm so that the body can naturally return to the earth in the earth's time. So cremation was traditionally avoided because that would speed up the process of ashes to ashes, dust to dust. But so we don't want to retard the process or speed up the process. We'd just be in the earth and return that way.
Let's go back to people that they don't expect to die. Again, don't want to talk about it. What are some of the most common problems people leave for family members by not getting organized and by not planning and organizing?
Well, you had brought up probate. So, yeah, not planning financially. What happens to your stuff? And if you don't have a will or a trust that dictates who gets what and how, the state has their line of succession for who would get your worldly goods. And if you don't want that particular person, you know, I believe it's spouse and then kids and then I don't know what New Mexico's line of succession totally after that off the top of my head. But so you're going to leave a mess in that regard. And probate can suck up a lot of time and a lot of money out of the estate. So not preparing to transfer your assets appropriately can be a big problem. You know, let alone the deciding in the hospital. If you haven't done advanced medical directives saying, yeah, I want to be kept alive as long as humanly medically possible versus, you know, no heroic measures. Just let me go. Keep me out of pain. I'm good with that. You need that kind of paperwork to help guide your loved ones. My father-in-law, oh, God rest his soul, he died. It'll be 12 years this year. And it was right about this time of year. It was April 14th. And he was 82. He'd fallen and broken his hip. And as we know in elderly people, that is often the start of a downhill slide. And after 7 weeks, he was on his third ER admission with trouble breathing. And they said, look, we can't fix this. We can admit him on palliative care and make him comfortable. And because we had his advanced medical directive that said no heroic measures, we knew that that was what he would have wanted. And it's interesting also who you name as your decision maker, who will speak on your behalf when you can't, was my mother-in-law, and she had a vested interest in keeping him alive. She wanted him to get better and come home, but that wasn't happening. And she just said to my husband, and his wife, the doyen of death, you make the decision. And we said, palliative care is a really good thing. You won't be sorry we did that. And he died 7 days later, but it was a beautiful death. We were all there. And that's another part of the pre-need planning that you need to do. It's not just you're alive one moment and you're dead the next. We have a medical system that will get involved, and you need to let people know your thoughts, which changes over time.
Gail, is there a peace and spiritual component to having this planning done when you're an elderly person and at end of life?
It depends how spiritual you are. Yeah. Certainly your clergy people, if you are comfortable talking with them about this, would be very helpful to talk to them.
Yeah. I guess what I'm thinking in my mind is, I remember I'm always one of those kind of students that did homework at the last minute. So I was all, if an assignment was due Friday, I'd wait till Thursday night to do it, stay up all night, get it done, and I was stressed out the whole week. But the smart kids, they were the ones that did it on Monday, and they were outside playing and not even worrying about it. So it seems like if you would take the initiative to start talking about these things and get some things done, you actually could spend the last days of your life maybe more at peace, because you're not worried about your loved ones and them being taken care of and the distribution of your assets and all of those good things.
That is a perfect analogy. Absolutely. Plan ahead. Get it done now. If you can, prepay for it. And, you know, that's what my folks have done. And I think maybe part of that is where I get that from, is my dad was very organized about this and planning ahead. Although, you know, if burial is part of your plan, make sure that you've planned both with a funeral home and with the cemetery. Those are two separate transactions in most cases, at least here in Albuquerque.
But again, your services are available to people to walk them through this.
Yes, I am an informed advocate for planning ahead, and I can be your consultant if you want to call me, 505-265-7215, and email Gail, G-A-I-L, at agoodgoodbye.com.
I'm thinking I want to ask you about memory issues, but I almost forgot to ask you. Maybe that's a sign. I better get to planning here. Memory issues can really be a problem if you haven't done some planning already.
Absolutely, because when you lose mental capacity, you lose decision-making capacity. And if you haven't done a financial power of attorney for somebody to help take care of that for you, that can be very problematic for the family as well. So, and, you know, it's just sad as well. So much of grief is related to loss, and we mourn the loss of that which we love. And when you lose your mind to Alzheimer's, or, you know, even short-term memory losses can be problematic. But you want to be able to get this done before then. Yeah.
Yeah. I can imagine, I guess on one hand, this seems really, really stressful. But on the other hand, again, I go back to that peace issue. Once you get through it and you're able to talk about it, and really just breaking the ice maybe is the hardest part.
Yeah. Yeah. So everybody out there, just remember, you heard this interview on the radio, and you can, it's the perfect icebreaker to bring it up with your loved ones. And just remember, my motto is, just like talking about sex won't make you pregnant, talking about funerals and end of life issues won't make you dead. Start a conversation today.
Yeah, and you'll be able to access this interview here probably by tomorrow on abqconnect.online. We try to make sure all of our shows are archived. And you've been really gracious, Gail. I hope you'll come back. You've got some other things coming up later in the year that we want to tell people about a little bit quickly.
Yes. The Before I Die New Mexico Festival will be coming up October, November timeframe, and great opportunity to learn and discuss in more detail. And I have monthly death cafes as well.
And I'm going to get you back on the show to talk about those. Gail, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
ABQ. ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.